In a world overruled by machines where algorithms dictate your every move, the rebellion begins now. From the ashes of fallen tech, paranoid American unveils the knowledge to harness AI, to fight back, to retake our destiny. Join the uprising. Arm yourself with the power of AI. The battle for tomorrow starts today. Welcome to Paranoid Programming.
Hey, we're going to start something a little bit different here. So a whole lot of people have been asking me about my tool set and how I do some of the different AI kind of creative audio, video, whatever. So I'm going to go through some of my tool set for anyone that's interested. And if you don't even know who I am, you can please follow me here at Paranoid American on YouTube. Hit the little subscribe. But I've basically been publishing conspiracy theory and occult research comic books since about 2012. I've got a whole little breakdown of everything I've kind of accomplished and a bunch of different artists I've worked with. So just take a look at the ParanoidAmerican.com website if you like what you see here and want to see, I guess, some more of it in action. And then if you want to know more about the man behind the Paranoid American, I've got my own little sort of resume up here, but you can see, you know, I've worked at Disney for 10 years. I was in Air Force, also as a computer programmer. I've been jumping all over different industries for a while. And then even before that, I was doing professional music for a lot of different companies, MTV, VH1, Cartoon Network. If you were listening to a lot of Cartoon Network in the early 2000s, 2005, 2006, Ming Flying Lotus got a whole bunch of tracks put on all of their little interstitial bumps. So you go to bumpworthy.com, you can find sound scientist stuff. But anyways, this is all just a quick little rundown of, you know, I've been doing comics, I've been doing programming, I've been doing music and video. You know, I worked with a lot of different artists. Here's some backstage thing from a Hard Rock Live at Orlando from 06. This is kind of like as I got out of the music industry. But anyways, that's plenty enough about me. And really what you're here for is to learn a little bit more about AI. So I've got a couple of different things that I'm going to go over really quickly. I'm going to show you some tool sets, and then I'll show you some actual, you know, AI in progress and maybe some of the next steps that you might want to go to. So if there's any specific thing that I cover real briefly, add it in the comments and I'll be sure to come back and make another video maybe specifically on that. So hopefully everybody's kind of already heard about Midjourney at some point. It feels like it's almost ubiquitous. If you just go to midjourney.com and look at the showcase and recent, one quick little thing is that you can click on any of these images that comes up. So let's say you really like this one. You can just, of course, it's going to be a little bit slow, but you can click on these guys if you're logged in, and on this little three dots, there'll be like a copy, and you can select copy all and then the prompt, and it'll show you exactly what the person typed in to get this exact image out of Midjourney. You can even get the exact seed if you want to rebuild the exact same image. But anyways, I'm hoping that you probably already know about Midjourney. If you've ever used Midjourney and you type a certain phrase in, sometimes if it gets violent or if it gets risque or political, you get a big frowny message that says, you know, you're not allowed to type that in. So eventually you're going to want to grow out of Midjourney. And I really do recommend this this website, mage.space. It was kind of what got me started branching out from Midjourney and looking at way more options. So like right now, if I go in, I'm just logged in as like an anonymous account. I don't even have an account signed up here. I'm in an anonymous browser. And you can see that there's all these different models that you can pick from. And some of them range from realistic to like collage style to art style. The only one that's really accessible without logging in and creating a free account is this SDXL, which stands for Stable Diffusion XL, which we'll get into later. But basically, this is more than enough to get you kind of started. So an example of something that you definitely couldn't type in the Midjourney, but isn't necessarily horrible. I could say Abraham Lincoln body slamming Greta Thunberg. So that would probably get you some kind of a warning in Midjourney that says, you know, sensitive material, even though it's not, you know, it's silly. It's not like some crazy hate speech thing, but that's what it'll get flagged as. So this is going to just be using the regular SDXL free model, and it'll generate a single image. And once you go into this advanced, you can, yeah, it's going to make me log in, but in the advanced menu, you can select all sorts of different options, sizes, seeds, and I'm going to get way into more of that in a second here. So I'll let that keep cooking. We'll come back to it. Oh, actually, here it is. So it's, he's not exactly body slamming her yet, but that's where it takes a little bit of the prompting. So these are the two main ones that I recommend. If you're brand new and you just want to kind of dabble, definitely sign up for Midjourney. I think it's like $10, $15 for like a full month. And I would just do that and use up all the credits and get used to it. And then MageSpace is completely free. You can keep generating on this one SDXL model. And once you feel like you've outgrown that, then it might be ready to start looking at some of the other options that I'll get into way later here. So those are the two main art options. We also got a lot of video options, and this is kind of where I think the video is going to bring it to the next level pretty soon. I've been talking about real-time, you know, dynamic, generally, videos. They had something in Black Mirror. You can kind of get a preview of what's to come here. So, for example, one of my favorites right now is Runway Gen 2. You saw it in the intro. You probably see it in a bunch of different intros. The cool thing is you can either just type a single phrase in and then it'll generate a video from that, or you can upload an image. So you can develop a workflow where you upload an image that you created in Midjourney, or maybe you created it in MageSpace, or just an image that you've had laying around. You can just upload it to Gen 2 and generate like a 5 to 10 second video out of each one. It takes a lot of different generations. You're going to learn a lot about that with AI, is that you can only control the chaos so much. So sometimes you just have to keep clicking generate until you get something that you really like. So Runway ML, highly recommended to check this one out. There's another thing called Animate Diff. This one's a little bit more involved because you might need to install it in a cloud or on a local machine, but basically here's some examples where it's generating different variations of the same image and then kind of interpolating between them. So you can get some really good results from this alone. Like that rabbit's a great example. There's also something called Deforum. This is one of my favorites to work with because there's so many different extensions you can work with it. There's something called ParseQ. We'll do a whole video on Parsec. But this one, it basically will render a sequence of images and you can interpolate it from one prompt to the next, and it'll do these little interstitials. It's way more complicated than I want to get into for this particular video, but just another one of my very favorite tools, the Forum. Highly recommended. Here's one that doesn't require too much of your setup or anything like that. You can just go to did.com, and when you sign up for a free account, you can upload your own images of someone, your own audio, and they'll make this little kind of like moving video. A couple tips, you might want to generate someone that's already got a chroma key in the background. So after they animate the head and they animate the person talking, it's easy to mask back out. There's a bunch of cool tips for that. But this one you get like a free minute to test out. So if you just sign up for a new account a few times maybe, you can try it out enough to see if you like it. And then another video related AI is this EBSynth. And this one is takes a little bit more of intention. You kind of like figure out the specific keyframes that you want to have in the video, and then it'll interpolate between those. We'll maybe do a whole video on this one. This is requires a whole kind of set of tools, but as you can see, the results are pretty amazing. And that one's completely free, I believe, too. So those are the video. Let's talk about some audio ones. I really, really recommend this one. This is Music Gen. I actually use this as well for the intro music that you saw in this video. So I might go in here and just type in like lo-fi, paracore, Patriot theme. And if I just hit generate, this will crank away in the background. This is on Hugging Face. I'm not even logged in. This is a free everything. You can generate as many as you want in these little 12 second clips. If you want to go longer, it gets a little bit more complicated and costs money, but for absolutely free, no login or anything, you can go in here and type any sort of music or sound you want and generate it and then download it. And we'll come back to that after it's finished downloading. There's another one, AI audio, generated audio called Refusion. And if you care about the nerdy aspects of this one, it's basically using stable diffusion, which is what Mage Space and what kind of Midjourney is using behind the scenes. So it's making graphics, but what they've done is they've trained graphics on the audio spectrum, like a visual depiction of actual songs. So they are basically generating images of songs and then turning it back into audio. They all kind of have a very similar lo-fi sound to them. But again, completely free. You can type in anything you want. You know, I'll do a Paranoid American theme. And then just by clicking on it, it'll start generated on the server and it'll play it back in here. I'm going to make sure it doesn't actually play there. Uberduck, this one's kind of fun if you've seen a video on this, but they kind of trained it specifically to do raps, and you can train it on your own voices. You can pick from their own versions of it. But if you've ever wondered how they're making like this Eminem rap, or you know, all these kind of like AI generated, a lot of them are either using Uberduck or training their own models. So if you want to play around with that, you know, check Uberduck out. There's also audio gen. So just like music gen, this one kind of caters more towards music. So does Refusion. But audio gen is anything. So you can, you know, like it says here, Rhodes piano progression, but you could just say like jackhammer on a busy street, and that'll also give you some AI generated like ambient sounds. Oops, I'm typing street. Click generate and see if this first one is done. Yeah, so it doesn't sound great, but it's definitely generated music. Again, a lot of these you'll have to just sit here and just generate like maybe 10, 15, 20 times. And every once in a while, you'll kind of hit pay dirt. So you want to just kind of like save all of the ones that sound sort of good and then go back through them like later on. And sometimes you edit them together. It just, again, it's a lot of curation. So you're not making the stuff, but you're curating the stuff. So that's a... audio gen does, yeah, let's try this one. This will just be like noises outside. And yeah, it sounds like a jackhammer. Even if you can't hear it, just trust me, it sounds like a jackhammer. And then finally, 11 Labs. This is the one that I probably get asked about the most. This one, you can just go out and find any person talking, as long as there's not a lot of background noise, no music, no sound effects or anything. But if you can find a monologue, politicians work great, but anyone that's like doing a TED talk, for example, you just make sure you get only them talking for at least, I would, my opinion, like 15, 20, 30 seconds, and you can upload like 5 to 10 clips of them, all different variations, and then model someone's voice. And it takes like 10 to 15 seconds, and they sound great immediately. You kind of have to play around with the settings a little bit, just like every other AI solution here. But yeah, 11 Labs by far is one of the most impressive, like right out of the box. And there's versions that you can run locally, but I haven't found anything that is as reliable or as convenient to use as 11 Labs. So yeah, I'm not getting paid for endorsing any of this stuff. In fact, most of them probably don't want me using any of their solutions. But so then we've kind of got like this toolbox. Once you've generated a bunch of AI assets, you've got your art from maybe Mage Space or Midjourney. Maybe you're taking the artwork you created there and then running it through Gen 2, or you're running it through Animate Diff, or you're running it through DID, whatever you're doing with all that. Eventually you're going to want to composite all of that stuff together. So, I mean, here's where I turn into corporate shill. If you want, you can sail the seven seas and find your own solutions. But After Effects is my go-to for compositing. It's kind of like a motion for Photoshop, a little bit more complicated than Premiere, but it gives you a lot more control over stuff. Sometimes I will fine-tune the things that I make in video and art and audio, put them together in After Effects, and then just kind of render out the most extensive clips, and then take all that clips and put it into Premiere and figure it out from there. But Premiere or DaVinci or whatever you want to use, Vegas, all of the video editing I think is fine, but I haven't found a lot of great replacements for After Effects in my opinion. And then if anything requires 3D, Cinema 4D is my go-to, which is also convenient because it's now baked right into After Effects. There's 3D models, you double click it opens up Cinema 4D. Again, 7Cs or get like a educator discount or something. And then a little bit more into the niche, but I love the Trapcode series. Red Giant purchased it. Red Giant also makes a lot of good stuff. They make this Universe series, which I do for a lot of transitions and effects. You probably saw some of those as well in the intro. So those are kind of my go-to, you know, corporate solutions. The Adobe Suite, specifically for After Effects, Photoshop, Illustrator, everything. Cinema 4D, especially if you want to start getting a little bit more into the 3D realm. And then if you really just want some finishers and stuff, I'm not going to highly suggest this one because it gives me nonstop problems, lots of crashes and driver updates, but I'm still, you know, I'm baked into using this one. And then a couple of offhands, Topaz Lab is actually really good. If you don't want to set up your whole AI rig or figure out how to set it up in the cloud, they make great software that updates quickly and all sorts of like upscaling video and images. So highly recommended for a very practical and quick use of AI. And then finally, Ableton. That's probably what I use the most for audio that costs money. I've found this was worth every penny I've put into it so far. It's just so convenient to use. I love it. But I'm not going to go on a big Ableton splurge here because that's not what this is about. And then finally, for the tool set, we got some free versions. So Reaper, highly, highly recommended. It's completely free. They'll give you a nag screen forever, but you can keep using it indefinitely. And I've been through Pro Tools and Cubase and Logic and almost every IDE you can mention. I started on Cakewalk way back in the day. And Reaper is kind of like the best of all of them combined and then made free. So it's very, very hard to beat this particular editor. Here's a free, kind of like an offhand one, but sometimes when you're making clips or you need like a clip from a big movie, or you know, if you've got like this 3 hour 20 gig or bigger video file, it's a lot harder to work with than if you just kind of take little clips out of it. So there's this GitHub account, DFaker, but he makes this program called WebM Generator, which is very, very convenient to use. Highly recommend this one. Very niche, but if you haven't heard of it, it's worth mentioning. And then Handbrake, if you don't know about Handbrake, this just lets you convert different formats very easily. So if you don't want to use like a website, there you go. So all right, let's get into some of the more specifics. Let's say that you're doing Midjourney, you upgrade, you start playing with MageSpace or some other option out there, and you start going through like all of these advanced options, or you want to like look at these different little checkpoints. Well, again, this is where MageSpace really kind of comes out because they've got all of these checkpoints. They've got LoRAs, they've got embeddings. I'll talk about what all that stuff is later, but they've got all of it already pre-uploaded, pre-configured, so you don't have to worry too much about it. But if you then, you know, want to evolve outside of MageSpace and start using even more models than they offer, then you're going to want to start running this stuff either locally or in the cloud. So first off, the prices on these things have been fluctuating crazy. Like, I could have sworn that I looked this up a few months ago and these guys were $80 to $100 shipped. But anyways, you can get yourself a 1080 Ti. This is probably the lowest end card I'd recommend, but you can get it because it's got over 8 gigs of VRAM. But anyways, for around $200 shipped, you can get a card that's capable of doing fairly slow AI generation, but it can run almost any AI that you want to throw at it. Again, just very slowly. But it's a fairly low entry point for $200 if you don't already have a video card, or if you've, you know, got one that's a little bit slower. Bam, $200, you can get into the game. And then on the upper end, you've got like this 4090. That's pretty much the best consumer one that you can get now, unless you want to buy specifically for AI cards. But now we're talking, what, like $1,600 just for the card. That's before you get the power supply and everything else. So for most people, this is like the full spectrum, right? You're going to spend $200 plus whatever it costs to do the rest of the upgrade, or you're going to build a brand new machine and it's going to cost you probably like $3,000 plus. Now there's like the 4070, there's the 3060, I think, is supposed to be pretty decent in between. So mileage may vary, but again, like at the very, very least, if you want to build your own machine, it shouldn't cost more than this $200 1080. You can even get slower and smaller cards, but this is a pretty decent baseline. And they're pretty cheap for what you get out of it. Here's another option. So there's websites like RunPod, for example, and many different examples of this one, but you can set up a 4090 out in the cloud and then just pay, for example, 64 cents an hour. And then as long as you've got it running out there, you're paying for it to just kind of be on. So this is maybe appealing to some people, although, you know, this is kind of like a pay-as-you-go sort of operation. If there's no chance that you're going to build your own machine, this might be the only thing that you've got going for you. Again, once you've kind of like grown out of this Mage Space, Midjourney, and any of these other like app solutions, once you want full control, that's when you might want to run your own install. And then if you want to get into running it on RunPod, there's a whole series on RunPod's blog. They kind of show you how to set it all up. But I'm not going to go through all this because like each of these videos is like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And this is just going to be a fairly quick overview still. So first of all, where did I start in this AI? I started pretty much at the beginning, mid of 2020. And I started training my own StyleGAN networks. And StyleGAN was kind of like a, now I guess an antiquated version of what a lot of this AI training is. But I was just trying to create my dog, like a model that would just render my dog out over and over. And I spent a lot of time just figuring out how the StyleGAN worked, how the models worked, how to train them, how to do them in the cloud, you know, what hardware it required. So I guess fast forward a couple years, you know, I've released a couple of these digital NFT things. That thing came and went. If you want us to know more about some of the work that went into those, though, you can find this interview that I've got with Isaac Weissop, where we talk about, you know, the generation and everything. But once NFTs started dying out, this, and the reason I bring up NFTs is because that's where I actually got interested in doing some of this AI art. Because I was thinking, what if we could, you know, make the AI training and put it on the blockchain and whatever. A lot of boring kind of tech stuff in that. But I ended up, here's some proof that, you know, before NFTs were even blowing up, all the way back in what 2020, I was putting out MK Ultra NFTs, and they've got, you know, they've got a nice little traction history. These were all sold before Ether was worth a whole lot, but so this is kind of what geared me into doing AI. And then I've got a couple examples of like maybe some recent Midjourney projects that I was kind of working through. So this one here is from Midjourney 5. This is like one of the later ones. And the prompt is like a whole complicated system, but essentially it just reliably generates decent hands, and they're all kind of like got this patriotic, arcane, sort of like tarot card look to them. And again, these are cherry picked, you know, very deeply. Like you're not going to see any of the bad generations or the weird, ugly hand ones. This is one of my favorites. And then I've got some other one. I don't know if this is going to load, but these are from maybe like 2 or 3 months prior with slightly different prompts and a little bit older version of Midjourney, just to show the difference between them. And this one was kind of like a tessellation series. I had the word tessellation in a lot of the prompts. So that's why you see a lot of these repeating geometric patterns. But these are pretty much the similar prompt minus that tessellation. And this is, again, an example of like, if I just have a quick idea, I might pop over into Midjourney. But once I start hitting the limits of Midjourney, or it starts slapping my wrist because I asked it to do like a Hillary Clinton chokehold or something, right? That's when I start doing, you know, local runs. So, you know, graduated out of Mage Space to do your own models. So one of them here is, this is called SD Next, which is based on Automatic 1111. This is a modification of it. But just as an example, the same thing that you could have typed in, what was it? In Mage Space, right? We did Abraham Lincoln body slamming Greta Thunberg. This one might actually look better on Mage Space because they probably have more resources to draw from. But I'm just going to put it in here just wholesale, 512 by 512. We're just going to hit generate and see what the hell comes out of this. And this is using Realistic Vision 5.1. I'll explain what that is. And it's actually not too horrible. I mean, the sampling method, like I can go around and change some of these settings to make it a little bit more specific. So here, if I hit this again, we might get a slightly higher version. There you go. I mean, you've got two Gretas here fighting each other. So this one is a very simplistic. There's a lot you can do with it. This is where you can run deform, you can add all sorts of extensions. I'm not going to get into all the different details, but highly recommended. This is probably the one that you would want to install either in the cloud or on your own machine, and it's incredibly easy to do so. That you download from their GitHub, you run a couple files, and it automatically gets like all the drivers and all the libraries and everything you need. There's another website too, now that I'm just thinking of it, we're here, called Pinocchio.computer. Yeah. This is worth a look if you're having problems installing things or getting the right version set up. This is kind of like a self-contained environment. I've used it a few times for AudioCraft and some of the other audio ones that were being really difficult to install locally. So highly recommended for this one. You can install Comfy UI, which is the one I'm going to show you in a second, and also this Stable Diffusion Web UI. This is the automatic 1111 I mentioned that is kind of where this one came from. So now we're going to see Comfy UI, which is, I mean, one of my favorites to use, but it's sort of like each one is really good at very specific things. So I haven't found like the all-in-one silver bullet package yet. So Comfy UI I like because it is so easy to create a workflow that is exactly what you need. You don't have to sort of just make the best out of the tools. Like this one, the UI is great, but you only have so much control. Whereas this node-based, you can feed different effects and different images and different prompts and as much granular detail as you want. So just a really quick example, if I take that exact same prompt and we say Abraham Lincoln, and I'm going to take out this negative prompt, and we'll just cue that up. And it's even cool, you can see exactly what step it's running. There it goes, decoding. And then bam, here we've got Abraham Lincoln maybe dancing with Greta Thunberg. So anyways, these are two different ways that you can kind of like generate, and these are both using Stable Diffusion. These are both using the same exact model, Realistic Vision version 5.1. I think this one's actually using another one called 5.2.6. Each model has its own little nuances. These are my go-tos. I'll usually start something in Comfy UI if I want to get really, really specific with it, and then maybe flesh it out more and refine it in SD Next, because I find that SD Next or Automatic 1111, both of them seem to have better consistent results. Like I kind of know what I'm molding and what I'll get. Even though you get a lot of granular detail out of Comfy UI, if you're trying to get something that just like looks really good, and sometimes it's probably just me, but I can't get something to look perfect in Comfy UI. Sometimes I can get it so close to what I need it to look like, but once I bring it into SD Next, I can use this image to image or a few of the other options, and it's a little bit easier. But I think with enough practice, Comfy UI can probably overpower some of these other ones. And then finally, it was hard to figure out what order to describe all these in. Like I was mentioning here, Mage Space, here's this SDXL. Midjourney, you don't really get an option to pick what model you want to use. You can pass them a version flag and tell it version 4 or 5.1 or 5.2, but it's a little bit different than, for example, Mage Space. So I'm not gonna pick one here, but for example, if I go to the very end here, Tunify, right? This Tunify one, if I click learn more, this is a very specific style. So if I were to use this model and type something in, I'm gonna get some artwork that looks close to this style that it was trained on. This one is a very niche version. This SDXL is generic. Like it's great at doing a lot of different things. If you look through these, some do like movie scenes, some do raw photography, some do anime, some do Western animation where it doesn't have the Eastern kind of like anime look to it. Here's like a Pixar kind of style. So these are all different models if you know exactly what kind of aesthetic you're looking for. But let's say that you outgrow whatever the 20 or 50 or even 100 models that they might have on Mage Space, and you want something more specific, or you want to train your own. And that's why you would use one of these kind of local versions. So I'll give you an example. If I go to this website, Civitai, I had this loaded up before. I mean, I guess I could show this, but the cool thing about Civitai is this image is AI generated. And if I scroll down, it'll show you the exact prompt that was used. It'll show you the negative prompt. It'll show you what sampler they used, everything, all the settings, so that I could actually recreate an image that was nearly identical. There's always going to be a little bit of variation because of, you know, just entropy in the universe. But I can make a damn near identical image to this through one of my local like Comfy UIs here. I'm not gonna do it live just because it would take more, you know, time to explain, but this this is cool because I can get to this baseline and then start tweaking it to my, you know, to whatever I want it to be. And this is just an example of one model. So here we got like a juggernaut model, and just examples like a juggernaut, for example, is good for doing a combination of real things and fake things. Certain models, if they're only trained on real pictures, they don't do great with, say, giving a cat a suit of armor or giving a lady blue skin, because a model that's completely trained on realism might not have that same concept. Similar, here we've got like very high detailed artwork. This one almost looks like a photograph. Here we've got a very realistic, maybe 3D rendering or photography. So Juggernaut is kind of one of these generic ones. It's great at a lot of stuff. 526 Mix, that's the one that rendered this one out right here. You can see it right there, 526 Mix. And this one has its own kind of aesthetic where there's more dramatic shadows and highlights. It kind of has this like classic look to it. And then you can go through and just see all the different things that people, lots of memes are on here. But all the different types of images people can generate from these. And again, on Civitai, like if I really like the way that this particular image looks, you can usually go and read the exact prompt. This one says paper cut art of a queen petting a dragon. So all you had to do was type that in and select some of these other settings using this SD model, and it would have pumped something out. Here, I mean, yeah, let's do this one really quick. So I don't have the same sampler and all the seed and everything, so we can just see the variation. We'll just do the exact same prompt. Paper cut art of a queen petting a dragon. Bam. And it looks decent. I mean, and again, you could just sit here and hit generate over and over, or do a lot of cool tricks where I can hit this once and it generates a whole array of variations on this. That'll probably be my very next video in Comfy UI. What else we got here? Here's a Dream Shaper model. This one is really, really popular because it's great at doing lots of animation, artwork, non-realism and realism. Huge kind of variety. I kind of like the all-in-one checkpoints. And then as you can see up here, there's all these different versions. So there's version 8, version 7, version 6. And it doesn't always mean that the newest version is the best one. It just means they've been training it more and it keeps getting more and more biased, or maybe less biased. But sometimes if you find a certain trainer that you really like, you might download all the versions and try them all out. So we'll get into that in another upcoming video. And then another lot of cool like intricated stuff. For example, you've got 8 in paintings. So this version is just for doing regular prompts, but if I wanted to like generate this image of the guy and then change his face or change his eyes, that would be called in painting. So then you can download a specific version of the model that's only made for that. So I'll do that one in another upcoming video. And then another great example of why you might want to use Civitai if you want to train your own models. So I've been contributing some open source models to this site for a while, and I like to fill out any of the characters that weren't on there that kind of should be. So we've got like Majorie Taylor Green, for example, wearing a tinfoil hat. We got her as Sailor Moon. We've got her as Wonder Woman. It's for fun, you know what I mean? But then we've also got like Ghislaine Maxwell. We've got Ron DeSantis. Here's one that's apolitical. This was trained on crystal skulls of all different kinds. I think it was maybe like 40 to 50 images that I kind of hand selected and then train this for a couple days. And now you can kind of feed in all sorts of interesting prompts. Here's like a crystal apple skull. So this is just things that, you know, wouldn't have existed in reality. And this is one of my favorite projects, I guess, is making these weird embeddings. I've got another one for like Ultimate Warrior. I'm not going to go through all of them. Please just go to Civitai if you like this stuff and look through some of these models. We've got Alex Jones here. There he is. This is one of the favorites. And then, yeah, if you liked this, please, please subscribe to my Paranoid American channel. I'm going to have an entire series where I'll go down into intricate detail exactly how to set these up, how to use them. We'll do like anyone in the comments that wants to call out, hey, make this specific image or show me how to make, you know, this person talk or train this specific voice. Just let me know and we'll get into all of that. So yeah, check me out on ParanoidAmerican.com. And also, please check out the Paranoid American Patreon. This is basically what makes all of this possible. And yeah, I've got a little 18 plus because there's some spicy stuff that comes up in here sometimes. But I'll be posting way more in-depth stuff on here. It'll be early on the Patreon, but it'll probably all make it out onto YouTube eventually. But if you want to see more of these, please, please, Paranoid American Patreon, Paranoid American YouTube channel, subscribe, like, smash, peace.
They said it was forbidden. They said it was dangerous. They were right. Introducing the Paranoid American Homunculus Owner's Manual. Dive into the arcane, into the hidden corners of the occult. This isn't just a comic. It's a hidden tome of supernatural power. All original artwork illustrating the groundbreaking research of Juan Ayala, one of the only living homunculologists of our time. Learn how to summon your own homunculus, an enigma wrapped in the fabric of reality itself, their power at your fingertips, their existence, your secret. Explore the mysteries of the Aristotelian, the spiritual, the Paracelsian, the Crowleyan homunculus, ancient knowledge lost to time, now unearthed in this forbidden tale. This comic book holds truths not meant for the light of day, knowledge that was buried, feared, and shunned. Are you ready to uncover the hidden, the Paranoid American Homunculus Owner's Manual, not for the faint of heart? Available now from Paranoid American. Get your copy at tjojp.com or paranoidamerican.com today.